the children of Israel were in trouble. After Joshua, their leader, died, they started following the ways of the people around them who did not know God and who still lived in the land even after it had been conquered. And they even worshiped their false gods and their idols. And so sometimes when they went to fight with their enemies, they would lose. But God raised up leaders to help save them from their enemies and to help draw them back to God and to follow what he said. And then after a while, then they'd fall away from God again. During one of those times, Deborah, a prophetess in Israel, served God. You know some Deborahs and some Debbies here in church. And maybe they were named after Deborah, the prophetess, like I was. And they too serve God. There's Deborah Ferguson, who teaches primary, Debbie McCubbin, who led VBS, and more. But back to Deborah the prophetess. Deborah the prophetess, she gave Barak a message from God and said, take 10,000 of your men and go fight the enemy, and God will give you the victory. And Barak said, will you go with me? And this was really unusual. He usually didn't ask a woman to go to the battle, but Deborah went with him. And the enemy's army was huge, and they had fearsome weapons. But Deborah encouraged Barak by saying, don't you remember, the Lord has gone ahead of you. And God was with Israel, and they won the victory, and there was peace for 40 years. Let's try today to do what God tells us to do, even if those around us are doing the wrong thing. And let's remember Deborah and her faith and her courage when we're up against something that's huge and scary. Because if we do what God tells us to do, then he'll give us the victory. Before we pray, and before we have the Lamb's offering, I want to take just a minute to talk to you about where you usually go afterwards. The youngest ones go to Jesus Kids Child Care, and next week, the 4 to 10-year-olds can go back to Hands-On Church. Hands-On Church is a place and a time where you worship and you listen to the Holy Spirit, you hear the stories of God, and you can wonder together about what God is saying to you through those stories. And then this summer, you had a new program, Summer Children's Church, that's been provided every week. And Linda Scotto has led that program that's similar to VBS. There have been several youth that have helped lead the songs, and you've had a craft and a snack that has to do with the story that Linda tells. So today is the last day of Summer Children's Church. You'll go there after the Lamb's offering. So we want to hear you sing one of the songs that you've sung in there so that we can all hear it. But before we do that, I want to thank Linda Scotto for all that she did for this Summer Children's Church. And Linda, would you come and pray with us? Kids, let's kneel for prayer. And Linda, if you would just come and kneel with us. And kids, let's thank her and bless her. And just come and place your hand on her shoulder or on her arm so that you can bless her. Let's crowd around Linda and place our hands gently on her shoulder and on her arms to bless her as we pray. And I invite the congregation to reach out to Linda in prayer and blessing. Dear God, thank you so much for calling Linda to this ministry and to lead Summer Children's Church. Thank you for the blessing that it has been for so many weeks and for the blessing that it is today. And we ask that you bless her abundantly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now, kids, please stand up, and Linda will help you get in the right place, and she might have a few words to say. Big kids that have participated, please come on up. Anyone who's come to Summer Children's Church, big or small, come and join in.
So while the kids are coming up, I just wanted to thank the youth that have helped us the last couple of months. I know some of them have gone back to school, but we had Luke and Chris Danica Carday, who is one of our song leaders, and Kayla Perry, who was a big help to me getting our crafts and our snacks set up, and Davina Wizard, and Brandon Walsh, Jason Villa. I hope I didn't forget anyone, but everyone is, we've had such a good time, and I hope the kids have enjoyed doing something a little bit different during the summertime, but also learning about Jesus and his love for them. Hope you enjoy the song.